Welcome back, 417, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by the award-winning Emily Miller, Washington Times senior editor of the opinion pages. Hello, Emily.
Hey, Andy. Good to be with you.
Well, thank you. Nice to have you here. All right, a couple of things to talk about. You have had two columns this week, two pieces in the Washington Times. The first really got my attention, not that the other one didn't, but it said, Speaker Pelosi redo. No. Say it ain't so.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, even Speaker Boehner has said the chances of the Democrats winning back the House is 1 out of 3. So, you know, it's gotten a lot overlooked, I think, in the national media, the idea of what's going on in the House, but it's vital. I mean, it's that race is I would say arguably more important than the presidential race because, you know, you have a Democratic Senate, you have a Democratic president who's leading in the polls now. And the only thing that has stopped those two groups from doing any more stimulus plans or any more Obamacares or regulations is the Republican House.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is, you know, really what's I think where a lot of attention needs to be put. And, you know, Speaker Pelosi, I mean, she's geared up for this Obamacare. I mean, if that court rules tomorrow against her, I mean, yeah, against her in any way. I mean, they take back the House. You can be sure they're going to put it through in another way. And what she's saying now is the way to get the things that people like, which is the, you know, under 26 getting covered by their parents or, you know, pre-existing conditions being covered. She said, we'll just do a surtax on the wealthy.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the liberals' version of who's wealthy is never quite explained.
Yeah, I know.
You know, they say millionaires, and that they mean is $200,000.
In fact, they're
geared up. You know, I mean, they're not going to let this. This is his biggest legislative achievement, and if it gets knocked down in any way, and Republicans don't control the House in the fall, Speaker Pelosi will make sure it goes through again in some way.
All right. Now, it's important that if the decision tomorrow from the court strikes down Obamacare, that the Republicans are prepared to counter, right?
Yeah, and they are. I mean, they've been working. I mean, I saw recently something. I think there's 200 bills that have gone through in the House, Republican House, in how to replace Obamacare. I mean, this is assuming it's fully repealed. I mean, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow or fully not shut down. But if it is, then they will start rebuilding it. But the problem, again, is you've got a Democratic Senate. You've got Mr. Obama in the White House. And how in the world is anything going to get done in that, you know, to replace it? I think it's going to be a complete mess in that case. And definitely nothing will happen before the election, definitely. You know, we'll just be in limbo. And most of Obamacare hasn't been implemented anyway, so it's not really going to affect that much in the next few months if it's fully thrown out. But so that's why this election is so important, because whoever is elected, whether it's the White House or the House and Senate, is going to have control over what they do in replacing Obamacare or doing other things that maybe not, obviously not replacing with individual mandate again, but some other things that people like, and really working on the real issue here, which is the cost of health care. And it's going up so fast, and the cost of Medicare is bankrupting this country, and it has to be dealt with, but it can't be dealt with by forcing every single person in America to buy health care from the government.
Yeah. All right, I want to take you to the to the piece I just read, Shopping with Barack. And I got to tell you, man, I love the two little Boston Terriers wearing the Obama sweater vest. Okay, but this guy, I mean, they market everything with Obama's name and picture, anything they can to make a buck, don't they?
It's really quite amazing. I mean, the big picture here is Obama sent out this email yesterday saying, I will be the first president in modern history to be outspent in his reelection campaign if things continue. And he sent this out to his supporters, asking them to send more money. And it's true, in May, he was outraised by the RNC and Obama campaign, raised over about $77 million, and he only raised, the DNC and Democrats only raised $60 million. And you see, all Obama does is go to fundraisers. I mean, he's over 100 at this point, just this year. I mean, it's all he does, and it's quite remarkable that he's not raising that much. And then on top of it, I found out from the Romney campaign that he's actually spending money much higher rate. And in the sort of period they look at TV advertising, April, May, and June, he spent – Mr. Obama will spend $55 million on TV ads, whereas Romney's only spent 16. So he's not raising money as fast and spending it really fast.
Yeah.
And that's the big picture. But the fun picture is when I looked at his online store, which is, you know, let's get every dollar we can from our supporters, and counted. There's so much stuff. I couldn't even go through every page of it. It was 288 products he's selling.
Yeah.
And you're right. Everything says Obama. He's like such a narcissist. You know, from iPhone cases to dog collars, cat collars, like these dog sweaters you see in these pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. And Mitt Romney's, I looked it over at his store, and he's got a total of 35 products, and they're just like red, white, and blue t-shirts, you know, and a couple sweatshirts. Obama has this special store just called Runway to Obama or something, and it's all just really, really elite luxury fashion designers doing things for his store that are so expensive and so ridiculous. Like, for example, and the thing is, these fashion designers aren't even, it's not like Calvin Klein or someone you've actually, most people have actually heard of in the real world.
Yeah.
Like, for example, there's this person who's Monique Payon or Peen, or I don't know how to say her name, but she has a black and white print, organic cotton and hemp, which I'm not sure what hemp is, in clothes, Obama scarf for $95. I mean, seriously, who would buy that, much less wear it? It's ridiculous.
Someone in the middle class, I'm sure, right?
Right, because Monique Payon or whatever is so vitally important to their lives. It's just unbelievable. And then I noticed that they have all these T-shirts for each subdivision that they're targeting, you know, whether it's the Jewish vote or Army vote or veterans. And so they're all color-coded. So the nurses is white, and the nurse model, by the way, is male, which is so PC,
right?
The Jewish one is blue and white, looks just like, and it's in Hebrew, looks just like the Israeli flag. The veterans is, of course, green, camo green. The black one, which is African-Americans for Obama, established 2007, is black.
Okay.
Like, can you imagine if Mitt Romney put out African-American t-shirts and the only one in his whole store was black?
You're right.
It's so offensive.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then, you know, everything. You can't even believe this. Oh, leather necklaces, aprons, and, of course, as you would assume, the golf balls and the golf divots and anything golf-related. But, I mean, the poor babies in this world are getting stuck with Obama rising sun bibs and onesies.
Yeah.
It's just such junk. But, yeah, I guess every dime counts. You start, oh, and it's all, by the way, Andy, you should start buying now because it's all on sale with the code summertime.
Ah, yes.
20% off.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually saw, they have a bargain bin, which is really good. So all the junk all the junk they're having a tough time getting rid of, they're going to offer you some kind of deal on. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it says a lot about who they're not doing so well with. Like, they're trying so hard to get the youth vote back with the student loan issue, you know, and keeping the student loan rates the same, but yet the kids' collegiate hoodie, it's called, is $15 off.
Yeah.
And then, you know, last week he did this thing where he's trying to get the Hispanic votes by making this almost like a mini Dream Act and making it easier for illegals to stay in the country.
Yeah.
So interesting enough, the orange Obama T-shirt, Hispanic themed, is on sale as well. So you can sort of tell, like, who he's not doing very well with, who's on sale.
Yeah, that's interesting. It is. All right. Well, listen, folks, check it out. Read it today. It's in the Washington Times. Emily Miller's Shopping with Barack. It's a fun read. And Emily, always good to talk to you. And we'll do it again next week.
You too. Have a good day.
You too. See ya. Emily Miller, senior editor at the opinion pages here at the Washington Times. 4:26, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.